Casey DeSantis, My Husband's Book Will Inspire More People to Join the Fight. By Hannah Blow on December 1, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's, R. upcoming book will inspire more people to join the fight. The state's first lad, Casey DeSantis, said on Wednesday following the announcement of the governor's upcoming autobiography. Ron DeSantis is a fighter. He defended liberties and livelihoods in the wake of unrelenting attacks. He embodies courageous, principled leadership, which is why FL re-elected him with a 20-point win, she said, adding that the book will inspire more people to join the fight. The governor's book, The Courage to be Free, Florida's Blueprint for America's Revival, is set to be released February 28, 2023 and focuses on DeSantis's past and present, zeroing in on central moments of his life and how he managed to accomplish so much for the Sunshine State during his time in office. No American leader has accomplished more for his state than Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, he reveals how he did it, the publisher's note reads, detailing his past playing baseball for Yale, graduating from Harvard Law School, serving in Iraq, and becoming a U.S. congressman. But in all these places, Ron DeSantis learned the same lesson. He didn't want to be part of the leftist elite. The summary on the publisher's website continues. His heart was always for the people of Florida, one of the most diverse and culturally rich states in the Union. Since becoming governor of the Sunshine State, he has fought and won, battle after battle, defeating not just opposition from the political left, but a barrage of hostile media coverage proclaiming the end of the world. When he implemented evidence-based and freedom-focused COVID-19 policies, the press launched a smear campaign against him, yet Florida's economy thrived. Its education system outperformed the nation, and its COVID mortality rate for seniors was lower than that in 38 states. When he enacted policies to keep leftist political concepts like critical race theory and woke gender ideology out of Florida's classrooms, the media demagogued his actions, but parents across Florida rallied to his cause. Dishonest attacks from the media don't deter him. In fact, DeSantis keeps racking up wins for Floridians. A first-hand account from the blue-collar boy who grew up to take on Disney and Dr. Fauci, The Courage to be Free delivers something no other politician's memoir has before. Stories of victory, it adds, identifying the book as a winning blueprint for patriots across the country. That coincides with the narrative touted by DeSantis following the midterm elections, which saw the Sunshine State experiencing a red wave of its own. That included a nearly 20-point victory for DeSantis, defeating Democrat Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, by roughly 1.5 million votes. DeSantis said in the aftermath of the election, "I think that what Florida showed is that, you know, the good policies and the good leadership can reverberate just beyond your little silo, the people that agree with you on everything. You know, we have people coming out to vote for us who may not have voted for Republicans in the past. I think that ultimately is the way forward. And so Florida, I think, really shows the blueprint of what you can do to not only win, but really fundamentally change the overall political terrain in a very strong pro-freedom direction," he added.